Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what are you hearing about the fallout from all this?
Well, it's all around the world now. I mean, it's not just that the video went viral. This group, Gorilla Moms, actually put in captions and a narrative that basically said, look, the Berkeley School Union is saying one thing but doing another. That may not necessarily be the case in this instance, but when you have a video and you have an easy narrative, it just went viral. And it's being used and seen as another example of the French Laundry moment with Governor Gavin Newsom. Only I have to say there's a difference between the French Laundry, dining out in one of the most expensive restaurants in the Bay Area, and a preschool for your two-year-old daughter.
So the head of the teachers union, after he saw the video, said preschools are open, right? He's not doing anything wrong. He's drawing the distinction between preschool operations and K through 12 operations. Is he not?
Exactly. He's saying that it's apples and oranges. The preschool operations are a lot less students or a lot less kids, a lot different learning experience. We can go into the particulars of this all we want, but it's the overarching idea that, okay, parents are frustrated, they're not seeing the schools open, and more they're seeing, raising questions about the teacher's reluctance to go back in the classroom. And you know, the backdrop of this is for the last 10 or 15 years, as we well know on KCBS and other media outlets, the California Teachers Association, which represents a good number of the faculty in public high schools and elementary schools and middle schools, has spent millions of dollars on ads that run sort of touting the need for more money for education, teachers sacrifice, we're all working for better education. And this COVID, in just a matter of months, has sort of brought that into question, as we're starting to see more and more stories about unions and school districts unable to get on the same page about opening up schools, even while other states have opened them up and private and parochial schools are opening.
And Phil, part of the backdrop for the story today is the fact that Governor Newsom and legislative leaders have just announced an agreement to get California's public schools back open, and the union leaders have not necessarily signed off on that.
Well, yes, exactly. Their response is sort of like, this is a nice plan, we'll see how it works. And we also, they have the right to sign off on it, because, you know, when we have these things, we have the state that's doing it, we have the legislature, but the bottom line is it's up to the individual school districts. Chances are the smaller districts will open up before the larger ones. And what we're also talking about, even after this months and months of going back and forth, is you're still talking majority about kindergarten to second grade, maybe elementary school with one middle school, but not high schools for months to come. So parents are that usually are supportive of teachers and usually get their backs when contract negotiations come up and they pass school bonds, are now raising questions. They've got their cameras out there. They photographed it. They blotted out the child. She's not shown. And this has become a worldwide hit. We'll probably forget his name in a day, but we'll remember the image for some time to come.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.